International guidelines. International guidelines include the United Nations Global Compact and the OECD guidelines for multinational enterprises. United Nations Global Compact. The United Nations created the Global Compact as a means of helping businesses voluntarily align their operations and strategies with the 10 key principles shown in Exhibit 8-13. Exhibit 8-13. UN Global Compact, UNGC, 10 Key Principles. Source: UN Global Compact, used with permission. With the increasing speed of globalization, the United Nations Global Compact can help ensure that markets, commerce, technology, and finance advance in ways that benefit economies and societies everywhere. Many companies, especially those in lesser developed regions of the world, recognize the need to collaborate and partner with governments, civil society, labor, and the United Nations. The idea is to leverage the moral authority and convening power of the UN and the resources and solution-finding abilities of organizations. This is accomplished through local global compact networks that root these principles into national and cultural contexts by fostering a continuing dialogue between businesses and stakeholders, and by focusing on specialized areas of concern, such as climate change or women's or children's rights. With nearly 18,000 corporate participants and other stakeholders from multiple countries, the Global Compact is the largest voluntary corporate responsibility initiative in the world and the primary entry point for organizations into the UN system. The Global Compact has two complementary objectives. Incorporate the 10 principles into global business activities. Catalyze actions in support of the broader United Nations goals. The UNGC recommends that organizations evaluate their sustainability efforts using the Global Reporting Initiatives, GRIs, Sustainability Reporting Guidelines. In 2010, the UNGC signed an agreement with the GRI to adopt the GRI guidelines as the recommended reporting framework for sustainability reporting. The GRI in turn adopted the UNGC's 10 principles into its latest reporting guidelines, OECD guidelines for multinational enterprises. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, guidelines for multinational enterprises are defined in the ISC Supply Chain Dictionary as a set of recommendations about responsible business conduct addressed by governments to multinational enterprises, MNES, operating in or from adhering countries that encourage and maximize the positive impact MNES can make to sustainable development and enduring social progress. C. Multinational corporation. A multinational enterprise is an organization that owns or controls production or services facilities in one or more countries other than its home country. Multinational enterprises have been evolving and include a broad range of organizational structures and business arrangements. The close relations and alliances they have formed with their suppliers and contractors have blurred their boundaries. Established in 1961, OECD was created to promote policies that will improve the economic and social well-being of people around the world. It provides a forum in which governments can work together to share experiences and seek solutions to common problems and identify factors that drive economic, social, and environmental change. OECD measures productivity, investment, and global flows of trade. It establishes international standards ranging from agriculture to taxes to the safety of chemicals. The OECD is located in Paris, France, and has 38 member countries. The goal of the OECD guidelines is threefold: to ensure that these enterprises' operations align with government policies, to reinforce the trust and confidence between enterprises and the societies in which they operate, to strengthen the foreign investment climate and augment contributions to sustainable development made by the enterprises. Similar to GRI, the OECD guidelines cover a wide range of important topics: employment and industrial relations, environment, anti-bribery measures, consumer interests, science and technology, competition, taxation. The guidelines include implementation procedures that promote visibility, accessibility, transparency, and accountability by the MNES.